Welcome to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. Discussions of forensics, how it's done, and true crime interest.
This is Stephen's True Crime Commentary, and as always, I am Stephen David Lampley. Welcome back. The DNA in each cell is damaged up to 1 million times per day per cell. But what's amazing by that is that the human body is so intricate and so advanced is that it's able to repair these almost all the time. All right, before we get started, if you want to look at the handout, there's a free handout that goes with this. It can be found on StephenDavidLampley.com/handouts. That's plural handouts, more than one. StephenDavidLampley.com/handouts. We've made these handouts printer friendly, and you can either follow along online or you're free to print it out. We furnish those to you free. You can print it out. We have on purpose made those printer friendly for black and white or color printers. We've reset the margins in, so you should be able to print everything out. Last time we began our discussion of the basics of DNA. Today we're going to finish the basics. Now, what is DNA made of? DNA is made from chemical building blocks called nucleotides. All right, Steve, what in the hell is a nucleotide? All right, a nucleotide is composed of three parts. If you look at the handout, we have a graphic on that. DNA is composed of a phosphate group, a sugar group, and one of four nitrogen bases. Okay, now I know I'm getting a bit technical, but this will help you understand the forensics commentary segments coming after we finish the basics, and you'll be able to say, hey, I understand a little bit more of that now, perhaps. All right, now to develop a DNA strand, these nucleotides are formed into chains. In these chains, the phosphate and sugar group alternate. If you look at the handout again, I show that. The nitrogen bases are adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine, and those are also on the handout. It is the order sequence of these bases that determines the instructions of the DNA. Let me say that again. It is the order sequence of these bases that determine what instructions are in the DNA. All right, an example could be that a sequence of ATCGCA might mean that an individual would have brown hair, where a sequence of these bases of ATCGTA might mean that an individual would have black hair. So the sequence of these bases is what makes us who we are for the most part. Now, a person's DNA instruction manual contains approximately 3 billion bases with approximately 20,000 genes on 23 pairs of chromosomes. The two strands run in opposite directions to each other, and this is referred to as anti-parallel. Scientists refer to the DNA's winding, two-sided chemical structure as a double helix. If you look at the handout, there's an example of that, and it's labeled, so you'll see what I'm talking about. This resembles a twisted ladder. Now, each rung of this ladder-like structure is composed of two nitrogen bases that are paired with two hydrogen bonds. Now, there are constants on this pairing. In other words, there are certain things that happen the same way every time. A always pairs with T, and C always pairs with G, and that's on the handout as well. So if one knows the sequence of the bases on one strand of a double helix, it's automatically known the sequence of bases on the other strand. All right, now if you look at the handout, you're not able to tell, hey, well, if I know that this sequence is on this side, then I automatically know what the other side is. Now, when a cell begins its division process, the double helix splits down the middle. In other words, right down the middle of the rungs of the ladder, so to speak. And it becomes two single strands, and these serve as templates for building two brand new double helix models for the new cell. Each of these new strands is a replica of the original DNA molecule. A's are added where there is a T, and G's are added where there is a C. Remember, they always pair a certain way. If you look on the handout, there's an example of that as well. Now, you'll be interested to know that while we as humans share 50% of our DNA with bananas, we share 99.9% of our DNA with other humans. In other words, we are 99.9% just like every other human on the face of the earth. What makes us different is 0.1% of the DNA. That's what makes us different. Otherwise, we're almost all the same. All right, folks, listen, we're certainly out of time. I hope you were able to take something away from this commentary, and I look forward to having you back next time when we begin really getting into the forensics of DNA on crime scenes, investigation, and court. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Stephen's True Crime Commentary, and we welcome you to check out Stephen's book, Outside Your Door, a collection of true crime stories right from Stephen's case file and street experience. You want true crime? Let Stephen take you to the streets with him. It doesn't get much more real than from the officer and undercover SVU detective himself. 5-star rated with Amazon, Barnes, and Noble, and Books a Million. Real cases. Real stories. Real people. Outside Your Door, by Stephen David Lampley.
True Crime Commentary is a production of Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions, with music by JasonLampley.com.